You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a SpaceX spaceship has a leaky toilet, so the astronauts will have to rely on undergarments.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Looks like I'm ahead of that curve, doesn't it? Looks like
it. I knew that would excite you going into the show. That's good. Get your energy level up. You hear the word undergarments, you just go wild.
Yeah, undergarments, or as we like to call them around the house, diapers. Diapers, kids. Welcome to PTI. We will get to Aaron Rodgers and Odell Beckham Jr. in a moment, but the World Series is still the World Series. And so we begin today with the Atlanta Braves getting a combination of power hitting and starting pitching to beat the Astros 7-0 and win the World Series. The Braves got an old school mix of homers from Jorge Soler, Dansby Swanson, and Freddie Freeman, and 6 innings of shutout pitching from Max Fried. Wilbon, what do you draw from Atlanta's title and the way they achieved it?
Well, Tony, you know, they don't have one of the great regular season resumes in history. In fact, you know, they've got one of, if you want to judge it that way and use the word worst, so judgmental, one of the 10 worst in history. And I don't even care about that at all because you have so many rounds of the playoffs now. Back when it was, you know, 16 teams, 8 in each league, and you played 162. That's what, even when you had one division, you know, 1969 forward, you know, the regular season meant so much. And now, you know, it doesn't. You get hot at the right time, as we've seen in the past. That's fine. That's what this is. I care more about last night. I care more about seeing 6 innings of starting pitching. Baseball the way I grew up with it. Baseball the way I think it's meant to be. Baseball, which is sort of last night, it thumbed its nose at all the newbies that want to have a bullpen night 7 days a week. I like that. I cared about that and the Braves winning that way more than I do their entire season, Tony, because I wasn't paying attention to the Braves until we got to the postseason.
So I'll pick up on what you're saying. I was going to save that, but let me go to it. I think Max Fried won that game in the first inning last night. He had first and second and nobody out, and Carlos Correa came up, and he struck him out. He got out of that inning with no runs and 2 strikeouts. And the next 5 innings, he allowed only 3 hits, and 2 of those guys were erased on double plays. Nobody got to second base. No walks. Nobody got to second base in the next 5 innings. That's the kind of starting pitching, you're right, that you and I are used to. And that was critical to me. Let me go back on their season, though. They only won 88 games, and I think they got fortunate in this regard. They won the NL East, which was the weakest division, obviously, because the least amount of wins won that division. And as a result of that, they didn't have to play the Giants or the Dodgers in the first round. They got Milwaukee in the first round. And when they got the Dodgers, they got a team that had gone through the wild card and a tough series with the Giants
more
where they had
injuries
to come back. And they were gassed. And they were gassed at that point. That doesn't mean I think they're lucky, Mike. I don't think they're lucky because they closed in their last 70 games. They were 47-23. That's a locomotive. And what they did, and the reason I picked them all along, and I know you didn't, was because they could win close games. In the 4 games that they won in the World Series, they held Houston, the best hitting team in baseball, to 2 runs or fewer in those games. Yeah. I'm not saying they're a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but they really closed well.
And Tony, I don't think it deserves any kind of asterisk or but. But when baseball has this setup and eliminates a 100-win team early on, then, you know, I mean, does somebody ought to take advantage of it? If baseball's too dumb and too stubborn to seed properly or reseed, then this is part of what, and they may get it again. It may happen some more. Let's turn to the Astros specifically, who didn't get the World Series championship that could have answered critics about their tainted trophy of 2017. But Dusty Baker's contract is expiring, says he wants to be back, Tony adding, quote, "I've got some unfinished business," close quote. That business will likely have to be finished without star shortstop Carlos Correa, who's a free agent. So where do the Astros go from here?
I think where they go from here is a gradual erosion of their core. I believe that Correa will leave. I don't think anybody wants to be booed on the road every single game all the time. I think he wants to get paid with shortstops he thinks he's comparable to, like Francisco Lindor and Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't think the Astros are going to do that. So I think he'll go. I think in time, Altuve and Bregman will go as well. There's no ambiguity about what happened, Mike. The Astros have been to the World Series 3 times in 5 years, and that is near dynasty. But the only one they won was the year that they cheated, you know, and they lost the others at home. They lost to the Nats at home. They lost to the Braves at home. Dusty Baker lost at home, too. So I don't know that he's going to turn that around. I think they should keep Dusty Baker, but I don't think that they should necessarily expect miracles. I expect Zach Greinke, Justin Verlander not to be there next year. It's hard, Mike. It's hard to get free agents to that place because of the upheaval over the last few years. So I think they've peaked, and we're going to see them recede.
I'm going to answer this by asking you a question. Is Yordan Alvarez, was he acquired through free agency? No.
No.
They know how, as
he's
well
a great
as Tampa
player. He's a great hitter. Yeah.
As well as Tampa.
Right.
They know how to produce. They know how to raise the crop. They know how to raise talent, to find it in the minors, to find it all over the world. That's what the Astros are terrific at, Tony. And I don't think they can cheat their way through that. So I think the Astros can continue this, but they better carry Dusty Baker around on a chair for at least one more term, whatever that means. Because,
yeah.
Tony, I was in Houston. I was covering basketball when Dusty Baker was hired. I was covering the Rockets in the playoffs. And I remember the negotiations about Dusty Baker and the desire, thinking, you know what? This is the calming influence and the calming voice this franchise and this city needs. And the people who were in that decision, one of whom was a friend of mine, Tony, they got it right. They nailed it. They got the exact man for the job in Dusty Baker. So they better be smart enough to keep him. I don't know how often baseball does anything smart these days. And then
I just
you have to keep the pipeline
stocked
with talent.
I think it's larger than
talent.
Dusty Baker.
Home.
Right. I think it's larger than Dusty Baker.
Homegrown talent, Yordan Alvarez.
When you have all of those boos every single day, it breeds a hard shell and a brotherhood. But when you lose at that point and you can't say to the rest of the world, go to hell, we won.
I think
that's deflating. We move on.
Yet.
Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is out of Sunday's game at Kansas City. The NFL Network is reporting that Rodgers was not vaccinated. In August, Rodgers said he was immunized, whatever that means. Wilbon, this impacts Rodgers, the Packers, Jordan Love, and the Chiefs. Where do you want to start?
Aaron Rodgers is really a smart guy. He knows the difference between answering a question with immunized as opposed to vaccinated. So he knew what he was saying. He knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to get around, make an end around, if I'm going to use another football term. And that just for somebody who really likes Aaron Rodgers and really thinks he is smart and creative and imaginative and engaging, it's just disappointing for me personally. Very, very disappointing. And now you could test positive. You could test positive if you were vaccinated. But in this case, Tony, he put himself out there, made himself vulnerable to a rule where the league says, if you are not, then you're going to be out longer. You're going to be away from your team longer. And to me, that goes against everything that Aaron Rodgers stands for, whether or not he's bickering with the Green Bay Packers management. You always know him as a player to be there for his teammates, to be there for his boys. And now he's not there. And so this seems like a Kyrie Irving sort of irresponsible thing for a guy that I think so differently of as I do Aaron Rodgers. That's what I care about at this point.
So if we're going to do confessionals, I will also confess that I love Aaron Rodgers. But I was very hard on Kirk Cousins when Kirk Cousins said, I'll do anything to help the Minnesota Vikings. That's my team. Except he wouldn't get vaccinated. And so the words were rather hollow. I felt the same way about Cam Newton with the Patriots. So how can I say it's okay for Aaron Rodgers? I can't say that. Can't have that double standard. It's not okay for Aaron Rodgers. He got cute with the word immunized. He was asked, are you vaccinated? And he said, yes, I'm immunized. Aaron Rodgers always has to be too clever by half. He's always got to be the smartest guy in the room. There's a huge impact here. huge impact on the Packers. Jordan Love, and he's in the quarterback room with Aaron Rodgers. I have no idea if Jordan Love is out on close contact or what might happen with him. They're calling back Blake Bortles, if you want to be
that
frightened
ain't good.
Of something.
Not good.
You know?
Yeah.
So if Jordan Love gets out there and he beats the Chiefs, then maybe it makes it easier for Aaron Rodgers to leave Green Bay next year. But if they lose that game, maybe some of those Green Bay fans turn on Aaron Rodgers a little bit, which they haven't done. And this is a gift for Kansas City. Kansas City has in a row the Packers, the Raiders, and the Cowboys' combined record 18-4. This is a gift for them in the same way that the LA Rams just got a gift from Tennessee. Derrick Henry can't play in that game. That line is 7.5. Mike, if Derrick Henry was playing, that's 2.5 or 3.5. And these are big impact players. Aaron Rodgers, huge impact player.
Aaron Rodgers may be the biggest impact player. He could still be the biggest impact player on his team in the league. And so the Packers are in some peril right now. This, of course, allows me to snicker a little bit as a fan of the forlorn Chicago Bears, an alleged fraudulent rival the last, who knows, 4 or 5 years at least. But Aaron Rodgers, he did this to himself, Tony. Probably.
He did.
He at least didn't go as far as he could to ensure that this didn't happen.
He didn't do it to himself. Did it to his team also.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Coming up, some potentially significant developments in the Browns' career of Odell Beckham Jr.
And how should Cincinnati feel about being ranked 6th in the college football playoff standings?
Yeah.
Can't say I'm surprised.
I love Rodgers. So do you.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not, Pardon not the interruption this. Is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Guinness, part of Happy Hour.
Time to fill in some blanks with Wilbon. What's the word? What's first?
Cincinnati should feel blank that it's 6th in the first college football playoff rankings.
They should feel discouraged. I think they had to be 3 or 4 to have a good shot at this thing. Now they need a lot to happen. They need Georgia to beat Alabama. They need Oregon to lose. They need the Big Ten to have chaos. And by that, I mean Ohio State beat Michigan State and Michigan then beat Ohio State. And even then, I don't know that they can get up there because their problem is their strength of schedule diminishes. The two other best teams in their conference, Mike, are SMU and Houston. Neither of whom are ranked at the moment. So beating them doesn't particularly help. The win at Notre Dame is still a great win, but if Notre Dame loses a game or two, that is also diminished. And they've got, looking over their shoulder, they're looking at Oklahoma. Oklahoma has Baylor and Oklahoma State still on the schedule, both ranked teams. They beat them both. That inflates their resume. So, and by the way, I just want to add here, I got them all right, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you did not. Bang.
I have no idea what you said yesterday, and Cincinnati should feel big-timed by people like you who thumb their nose at what we used to call mid-majors, You know, and
you
now
people,
they're outside the Power Five. And so, yeah, New Yorkers like you,
New Yorkers.
Look at anybody
There's no college football in New York.
You know, I know, and therefore you guys usually You and Stephen A., New Yorkers, who can still get loud.
We're not on the committee.
I guarantee you there's some New Yorkers on the committee and some Los Angelinos. And you look at the rest of it as flyover states,
there's
and you don't want to vote for Cincinnati.
Your boy from Iowa is running the committee. Your boy
that means
from
he's
Iowa.
Not voting.
Next.
He can't vote.
Next.
It's blank that the Browns excused Odell Beckham Jr. from today's practice.
It's foreboding. This is going to get worse before it gets better. It looks like the Browns have just picked Baker Mayfield over Odell Beckham Jr. And by the way, so would I, because Odell Beckham Jr. is a dependent player. He needs Baker Mayfield more than Baker Mayfield needs him. And the Browns need Baker Mayfield more than need Odell Beckham Jr. because last year, Mayfield got him to the playoffs when Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't playing. I assume this has to do with that video that was circulated by at least one person, Odell Beckham Sr., where it shows that Odell Beckham Jr. Is free and Mayfield is not going to throw him the ball. I assume that as, look, yesterday I said this could be a disaster. And Odell Beckham had a chance to disassociate himself from that video. I don't know that he did. We're heading down a bad road here.
It's lame, okay? I mean, it's lame. The Browns excuse OBJ from practice. I was going to say lazy. I could use either one of them. Because clearly management there, and I'm including the coach and the coaching staff, the wide receivers coach, but you didn't have much to say. Ultimately, the head coach, Stefanski. This is just, it's lame because it's lazy. You get these people together and you say there's too much talent invested here. You can't say money because they can just cut you in the NFL. Which is why this is different than, say, some NBA situations where guys can be sent home and draw $40 million. In the NFL, OBJ, they can just say, get out of Dodge. Mary Kay Cabot just reported, Tony, and she's been covering the Browns longer and better than anybody. She has just said it's likely his last game, the last game he played with the Browns.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me they don't value him enough to get this situation straight again? It's almost dereliction of duty in Cleveland. I'm back to hoping they lose every single game, the place where I was 2 and 3 and 4 and 6 and 8 and 10
years
ago.
Good to have you back on that side of the street. It's good. That's the street you belong on. That's it.
It is.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Saints star receiver won't be playing this season.
And is the Miami Heat, are they as good as they look? Because they're the best in the league right now.
Is it they or it? If it's Miami...
Grammatically,
is it as good as it looks or as good as they look?
But are we writing for European newspapers, in which case Heat could be plural? Right.
In Europe, it's they.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 72nd birthday, Larry Holmes, the former heavyweight champion of the world, when that truly meant something. Holmes fought everybody and beat everybody. Holmes beat Ernie Shavers and Ken Norton. Holmes beat Leon Spinks and Jerry Cooney. In 1980, Holmes beat his idol, Muhammad Ali, to run his record to 36-0, though Ali was aging then and no longer Ali. Holmes eventually got to 48-0, and people were comparing him to the legendary undefeated heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano. Some in the media said Holmes should not be on that pedestal, that he wasn't in the pantheon of Ali or Marciano or Joe Louis. Holmes then made it easier on history by losing twice to Michael Spinks on decisions. Holmes took a few years off and was then TKO'd by Mike Tyson. Holmes fought into his early 50s. His last fight was a unanimous decision over Butterbean. Holmes finished 69-6 with 44 knockouts.
Tony, Holmes following Ali is sort of like anybody trying to follow John Wooden or Dean Smith or maybe Mike Krzyzewski. You're not going to end up doing well if you have to follow the GOAT. I mean, Ali, the GOAT, he's the GOAT. And so, yeah, I feel bad for Larry Holmes in that way, as great as he was.
Happy anniversary, Raptors and Grizzlies, on this day 26 years ago. Both Toronto and the then Vancouver Grizzlies made their NBA debuts with wins. While the Grizzlies lasted only 6 seasons in Canada and then moved to Memphis, the Raptors have one of the most rabid fan bases in the league. Kawhi Leonard is probably the greatest one-season acquisition ever. He led the Raptors to their one championship in 2019. When he left for the Clippers, within 2 years, the Raptors tumbled out of contention. Of the 30 NBA franchises, 11 have never won a championship. They are the Nets, Charlotte Hornets, Denver Nuggets, Indiana Pacers, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, the New Orleans Pelicans, Orlando Magic, Minnesota Timberwolves, Phoenix Suns, and Utah Jazz. The Hawks won in St. Louis in 1958, and the Oklahoma City Thunder won as the Seattle Supersonics in 1979.
To go back to Toronto for a second, Tony, the most excited I've ever been for a fan base, not my own, in the NBA for winning a championship with the Toronto Raptors 2 years ago, and the most exciting atmosphere I've ever been a part of. I really believe I've been the last 30 or more of them. The Toronto Raptors, I mean, they're playing for a country now that there is no team in Vancouver, and there should never not be a team NBA in Vancouver.
Happy trails to the rest of the season for Michael Thomas. The Saints All-Pro wide receiver won't be playing for New Orleans the rest of this season because of a persistent ankle injury. Thomas hadn't played to this point after off-season ankle surgery, and he posted this today, quote, "Unfortunately, the rehab didn't go as planned." Thomas was the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year in 2019 when he set a record with 149 catches. Thomas also led the league in receptions the year before. Of course, Thomas had Drew Brees throwing to him then. This year, Thomas would have had Jameis Winston. The Saints are coming out of a terrific victory over Tampa Bay last Sunday, in which, ironically, Winston tore his ACL and will also miss the rest of the season. The Saints host Atlanta this Sunday and are likely in the market for pitchers or catchers.
Tony, I know that they got a great defense, but they're missing too many important people, I believe, to be great, the Saints.
One clarification, Jordan Love can't be ruled a close contact because he's been vaccinated, could obviously still be infected and test positive very quick to the big finish if he could. Pistons lost to the Bucks by 28 after you picked them to win. What happened?
Yeah. Cade Cunningham hasn't happened yet. The overall number one, 3-for-22 from the floor his first two games. Yuck. The Heat beat the Mavericks and moved to 6-1. You better be impressed by that.
I've liked the Heat for years. I like the Heat, like watching them. Sidney Crosby tested positive for COVID. Your thoughts?
Pittsburgh, man, they got a lot of people who've been in that protocol in one way or another. Two more midweek action games tonight. Who you like?
Well, so I assumed I was going to watch Game 7 of the World Series tonight, and I'm not up to date on the back the way I should be. Last one, Bulls at Sixers tonight. Who you got, as if I don't know?
Bulls tied with Miami, 6-1 for the best record in the East. But Philadelphia's playing at home, just one game back. We presume Embiid is going to be playing, though no Tobias Harris. Probably the Sixers at home, Tony. Sixers at home.
Yeah. A lot of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Watch me, Greeny, Jalen, Stephen A. A countdown at 7 p.m. from Barclays Center. You better be watching, Tony, now.
None of them are from New York. Nobody on that committee is from New York. None. Yeah.